Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Tuesday morning, September 23rd, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of government and politics news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned, and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Q&A with Kirsten Elliott, CEO and President of Community Housing Network. Kirsten Elliott, CEO and President of Community Housing Network, brings over two decades of experience and a deep personal commitment to affordable housing. Throughout her tenure, she has overseen the development of landmark affordable housing communities like Unity Park and Jefferson Oaks. Recognized as a 2019 Notable Woman in Real Estate, Elliott is actively involved in statewide housing initiatives. With 60% of people experiencing homelessness having jobs, the issue of housing affordability continues to be a challenge nationwide. In Michigan, 42% of households struggle to meet basic needs, highlighting the urgency of the situation. Recent proposed cuts to federal and state funding for affordable housing programs could have a catastrophic impact. Early interventions are crucial in preventing homelessness, but more investment is needed. Policy changes, investments in affordable housing, and support from business and civic leaders are essential in addressing homelessness and housing insecurity. State Roundup. Maryland ranks number one in federal job losses since January. Despite delays and cost hikes, Purple Line is on track. Public school facilities in need of repair, report says. Maryland continues to lead the nation in federal job losses, with 2,500 jobs lost in August alone, bringing the total to 15,100 since January. The Purple Line project faces significant delays and cost overruns, now expected to open in late 2027, at a total cost of $9.5 billion. A report highlights the urgent need for repairs in Maryland school facilities. Governor Wes Moore is betting on quantum computing as a key industry for economic growth. Nearly 300,000 Marylanders will face a 13.4% average premium rate increase for health insurance in 2026. The National Blue Ribbon Schools program, loved by Maryland educators, has been ended by the federal government. Governor Moore responds to concerns about the Francis Scott Key Bridge replacement cost and schedule. Maryland Democrats criticize the suspension of Jimmy Kimmel Live as censorship. Home sales are slowing in Maryland, particularly in densely populated areas. State health officials issue a blanket prescription for the COVID-19 vaccine, leaving the choice up to residents. Baltimore City introduces a bill to regulate the growth of dollar stores in specific neighborhoods.
BPS Lawyers is thrilled to announce it is the full-service law partner of UConn Athletics. BPS Lawyers is excited to announce its partnership as the full-service law partner of UConn Athletics. With nearly 50 years of experience, BPS Lawyers offers a wide range of legal services to Connecticut residents, including personal injury, criminal law, family law, and more. The firm, with offices in Glastonbury, Hartford, New Hartford, Simsbury, and Essex, is home to skilled attorneys, many of whom are UConn alumni. UConn Athletics, known for its 21 athletic teams and numerous national championships, instills values of teamwork and achievement. BPS Lawyers is proud to support UConn Athletics and share in promoting Connecticut's values. Alumni Trent LaLima and Steven Sobin express their excitement for this new partnership. Learn more about BPS Lawyers' commitment to excellence and community support at bpslawyers.com.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, newsdirect.com, and blockchainwire.io. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.